Passage 10. 1. What does the author think of the town's poor? They live lives. 2. How does the speaker tell us to deal with new things? To get them. 3. According to the passage, in order to get rid of poverty, what should we turn to? Love your life. However mean your life is, meet it and live it. Do not shun it or call it hard names. It is not so bad as you are. It looks poorest when you are richest. The fault finder will find faults, even in paradise. Love your life, poor as it is. You may perhaps have some pleasant, thrilling, glorious hours, even in a poor house. The setting sun is reflected from the window of the almshouse as brightly as from the rich man's abode. The snow melts before its door as early in the spring. I do not see but a quiet mind may live as contentedly there, and have as cheering thoughts as in a palace. The town's poor seem to me often to live the most independent lives of any. Maybe they are simply great enough to receive without misgivings. Most think that they are above being supported by the town, but it often happens that they are not above supporting themselves by dishonest means, which should be more disreputable. Cultivate poverty like a garden herb, like sage. Do not trouble yourself much to get new things, whether clothes or friends. Turn to the old, turn to them. Things do not change, we change. Sell your clothes and keep your thoughts.
Paradise. Thrilling. Glorious. Reflect. Alm. Abode. Contentedly. Misgiving. Disreputable. Sage.
Do you really want to go and teach English in the mountain village?
Yes. Once I've decided upon something, I'll make no bones about doing it.
Thank you.